The members of the United States military serve with a sense of duty, acts of courage, and willingly make sacrifices in their lives. The sad truth is that those sacrifices continue long after their days of service come to an end. We've heard about the mistreatment of veterans by the VA, but our heroes are also facing a high rate of poverty, poor employment opportunities, and homelessness. My next guest joins us with the story of how her organization is working to make things better for our military heroes by providing them with homes. Here to explain how this idea is becoming a reality is the CEO of Mars Habitat for Humanity. We say good morning to Blair Schleicher Bravo. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning, Chris.
And the website to learn more about this and the work of the Mars Habitat for Humanity is marshabitat.org. So, fill us in. This involves just putting a focus on, along with everything else that the Mars Habitat does, just to put a focus on some of our veterans. What was the program all about, and how did all this unfold?
Well, it unfolded because we see the big need out there, and we partner with many organizations who are serving veterans on the other end of the housing continuum spectrum, homelessness, special needs, supportive services. But then, folks are moving up that housing continuum and want to reach the American dream of homeownership. They, maybe they've gotten jobs and they want that home with the picket fence or just some more stability for their families, putting down roots in the community. That's where the Habitat program comes in. So we focused and partnered with Home Depot, who has a large veteran program. And there's some funding there, so because it always takes funding to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And we were building 4 single-family homes in Dover, partnering with that municipality, and set aside 2 of the homes to have a preference for vets. And went out, did our marketing, and got a number of applications and was able to select 2 vets for those homes. So we're really thrilled.
They're Natalie Figueroa and Edward Sartorius, and their families. And talk about the application process, because a lot of people, they always see the reveal, as they call it, I guess, of when the homes are done, and people think that, well, Ned just walked up there and they gave him a house. And these people are active participants in this whole process.
I say that the Habitat program is not for the faint of heart. So this is why a veteran would absolutely be attracted here, because, serving our country is not for the faint of heart, I'm sure.
No.
They have to qualify, they have to be income qualified against the area median income, which means that they've got to fall below 80% of the area median income. So in Mars County, the median income is around $88,000 for a family of 4. So we're talking about people making between $30,000 and $75,000 a year. That's an annual income.
Okay.
They have to be income qualified. They also have to be mortgage ready. The Habitat program, we hold a zero interest mortgage, so they are paying a mortgage. And instead of a down payment, they must put in at least 300 hours of sweat equity, which means that they're coming out every single week and they're helping to build their homes, and they have to attend homeownership education pre-purchase classes and post-purchase classes. So I challenge anybody to try to do that while you're raising your family and going to work full-time.
Exactly.
And so they have to qualify. And what we do is we're working with municipalities, helping them to offset their affordable housing obligation. That's a whole other conversation. So the vets that applied had to be income qualified, mortgage ready, and be able to put in this work, and then work and build the homes. And then get selected. By the way, we do select them by lottery, and once they are selected, they go out and start building their home and homes of other similar folks. So it's an intensive process, but it works for a zero interest mortgage. At the end of the day, they will have a beautiful home that they will be paying property taxes, mortgage payment, and putting roots down in the community. And what better way to say thank you?
No question about that. We're talking with Blair Schleicher Bravo, who is the CEO of Mars Habitat for Humanity. MarsHabitat.org and the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas, talking about their Hammer for Heroes program, which you can learn more about on their website, marvishabitat.org. Saw some figures in an article, too, just to show you how this makes, even, you know, with the efforts that the individuals, the recipients of the homes put into this, the sweat hours, as Blair said, at least in these two cases, the mortgages would be about half of what the market rents are in that area, around $621 with taxes. So,
yes.
To get a mortgage, that's a three-figure number every month, especially in Morris County. Some would call that a miracle, actually.
And unfortunately, our lottery is near, the money lottery. We could not build the homes fast enough. I mean, the way the need is, and, you know, we look at ourselves moving up that continuum, moving folks up the continuum out of affordable rentals like public housing and public assistance and other affordable rental types into home ownership so that we can free up those, that lack of supply and get folks into the affordable rentals. Morris County has an average home sale of about $500,000 still in this county. For any first-time home buyers or folks wanting to get in, even with special mortgage programs for first-time home buyers, it's hard. And then, of course, they're buying homes way out on the fringes of our county that may need a lot of repair. So entering into the homeownership program that Habitat has, they're getting the homeownership that they want and they desire, moving up that continuum, putting in roots, and hopefully someday they'll be able to sell so that they can then get into the, into the community, into the market, market rate. So it is sorely needed and it's a way for us to be able to help folks, continue to live and work right here in the county where most of the folks are already living and working.
Is the Hammer for Heroes program something exclusive that your chapter thought of, or is that a national initiative by Habitat?
It's a national initiative, working with Home Depot.
So I mentioned that only because we're here throughout the state. Mm-hmm. So in whatever county that you're hearing us in, contact your local Habitat for Humanity chapter, and you can either, there's two ways this works. You can be an applicant for one of the homes, and you have a better understanding here. You can certainly find out more at marvishabitat.org as far as getting into the lotteries and the possibility of home ownership. And certainly, Blair, if someone wants to put some people power behind this effort, volunteers are always welcome, I believe.
Absolutely. We cannot do this without volunteers. And I say all they need is a pulse and a smile. They need that smile. It's really important. We are a training program. We operate from Tuesday through Saturday. We have a volunteer calendar on our website that they can just look out and see where our projects are. We've got every projects in all aspects and all phases of construction in the greater Morris County area. We have a monthly volunteer orientation where folks can come out and hear more about our construction volunteer opportunities, as well as other volunteer opportunities. We operate a ReStore, which is a retail operation that sells new and gently used building supplies and furnishing household goods to the public. So folks can come and volunteer there as well. So lots of great opportunities. We cannot do it without the people power.
And certainly, I know that you always, as a listener, you discount yourself as being able to be a part of the greater picture, but if you can swing a hammer or lift a 2x4, you could be a Habitat for Humanity volunteer. Learn more about the opportunities with the Morris County chapter, marvishabitat.org. And if you're listening elsewhere in the state, just look up your county and Habitat for Humanity do a fast Google search, and you'll make the connection that way as well. Learn more about the Hammer for Heroes programs, too, at marvishabitat.org and your respective Habitat for Humanity websites. And we've been joined this morning by the CEO of the Morris Habitat for Humanity, Blair Schleicher-Bravo. And Blair, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Have a great day.